Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. I hope that everyone listening and all of your families may have a wonderful Christmas and safe travels. I hope that we all will take a moment this Christmas and reflect upon the countless blessings that we've received this year and the blessings we receive each and every day. In many ways, these are difficult times, but even in the darkest and coldest time of year, we can recognize the gifts given freely to each of us.
Congressman, could you update us on Homeland Security issues?
Well, this is one of the busiest travel seasons of the year, and so we should all be vigilant. If you see something, you ought to say something. On Thursday, December 17, the FBI arrested a 19-year-old in Harrisburg for helping ISIS and plotting a terrorist attack on the U.S. It's shocking. It's hard to believe, but even here in Pennsylvania, there are those who seek to harm innocent victims. Jalil Ibn Amir Aziz was living with his parents just blocks from the Capitol when he was swearing allegiance to ISIS, pledging on Twitter to kill the president, vowing to kill all the kuffar, that is, infidels. Aziz is accused of helping others get to Syria to fight for ISIS. It's chilling, but it should remind us to always be watchful for security threats.
Could you give us an update on what you've been working on in Washington?
On Thursday, the House passed legislation to protect Americans from tax increases. Certain tax deductions were set to expire at the end of 2015, which meant that many people were uncertain as to what their tax liability would be. The legislation we passed on Friday will ensure that some of these deductions never expire, giving everyone the certainty and the predictability they need to do their taxes and make investment decisions. Those expiring deductions include a deduction for school teachers who spend their own money on school supplies for their students, the IRA charitable rollover, a deduction for mortgage insurance premiums. All of these are now permanently in law, so taxpayers don't have to worry about losing their deduction ever again. We also succeeded in delaying the president's job-killing medical device tax, which taxes the sale of medical devices on which millions of Americans depend for their health and well-being. Making permanent some 20 tax provisions puts Congress in a position to reform our tax code comprehensively for the first time in 30 years. Now that we have a clearer idea of what our tax code will look like for years to come, we can make adjustments to it and simplify it. And our tax code is several times longer than the Bible, and it takes Americans a total of 7.6 billion hours to do their taxes, the equivalent of 3.6 million full-time jobs. This comprehensive tax reform is long overdue.
What did you think of the Fed's rate hike?
Well, as you say, the Federal Reserve announced that it will raise its target range for the federal funds rate to 1/4 to 1/2%. This is a very modest change, and it is the first time the Fed has increased rates in nearly a decade. By some accounts, this has been the best time in history to borrow money. Rates around the world have never been lower. The Fed explicitly is giving the economy a vote of confidence by taking this action. In announcing the decision, the Fed's Board of Governors cited increased consumer spending, business investment, and an improved housing market as reasons that the economy no longer needed such cheap credit. They're right that we have enjoyed a lot of good economic news in recent weeks and months, but we still have a long way to go. We're just now 6 years after the Great Recession experiencing a recovery. 25 quarters into this recovery, real GDP growth totals 14.2%. The average recovery, however, brings about 25.5% growth during the same time period of time. The current recovery has only produced a 14.9% increase in consumption compared to the average consumption increase of 25.1%. So this recovery has been too weak and taken too long. The Fed has a dual mandate in fighting inflation and unemployment. Congress, too, must continue to work to create economic conditions favorable to employment. Millions of people are still unemployed, and we owe it to them to help them find a job.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. The National Science Foundation is sponsoring a project at Millersville University. The NSF has granted $500,000 to Millersville for a project to create metal foams or porous metals by reducing oxide particles within the metal. This project will be completed under the direction of Mark Atwater. Millersville is just one of several outstanding institutions of higher learning in Leicester County, and as a former math and science teacher, I'm proud of their contribution to the American scientific community.
Thank you, Clarkson Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.